Just looking here at an issue about the homeless, and I want to speak to Declan Morris from Extern Homes. Declan, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Declan. This issue of homelessness, often spoken about on this programme, but Extern are actually buying houses to provide, is it rented accommodation for the homeless?
Frank, that's exactly right. Extern are really excited about a new project, a new housing project that essentially will support people who are homeless or at risk of homelessness.
And how will it actually work? Because surely we've already got houses that people can rent. So what's going to be the difference between the Extern houses and any other accommodation?
Yeah, it is different. Essentially, Extern will be providing wraparound support. We'll be looking at a lot of the issues that people who are homeless struggle with sometimes. So offering them help to sustain their tenancy, to provide them help with welfare advice, and more importantly, they offer opportunities with training and employment.
And will it be a cheaper tariff than you would normally pay when you're renting accommodation?
Well, it won't be cheaper, but certainly we won't be the type of social landlord, so to speak, that will ask for a deposit. We'll be offering these Extern homes to people who are homeless, who are at risk of homelessness and would find it difficult.
And will the money be paid by benefits by government, or will they have to fork out something themselves?
It would be. No, they won't be forking out any money themselves. We will provide the rent through housing benefit and support from the housing exit.
And how long can people stay? Because it sounds like a really good deal for the homeless person, but once they're in, is there a limited amount of time? Because there will be a queue forming.
Well, essentially what we'll try to do is provide a medium-term program within Extern Homes. So essentially it will be up to 2 years, a two-year tenancy, which is a little different normally to private landlords who would offer maybe one-year rolling tenancy. But the idea behind that is really to try and help people understand the needs around sustaining a tenancy for a longer period. So they'll continue to get support from us to look at long-term tenancies for themselves.
Where will the houses be?
Oh, well, the pilot, certainly, Frank, is about 10 properties across Belfast. So we're obviously trying to make sure that the houses are in areas that have good support services around them and good networks of support around them. Because it's essential, I think, for people who are homeless to engage in local supports and feel part of the community.
And how difficult is it for some people? We often have a picture of the homeless person being an individual man, but you were talking literally about families here.
Frank, absolutely. You make a really, really good point there. I mean, homelessness comes in all sorts of guises. We're talking about individuals. We're talking about families. We're talking about males and females. Homelessness can impact on a wide variety of people and families. So Extern Homes is open its doors, so to speak, to all manner of people who find themselves in that difficult position.
And might that stretch as far as rough sleepers? I see a guy called Stephen here saying, can you ask Declan if there are indeed only 6 rough sleepers in Belfast? I saw this on the news last night. I was surprised at how low the figure is.
Well, as far as the numbers are concerned, there is reports out there about having looked at street homelessness. But homelessness comes in, like I say, comes in a wide variety of ways and areas. I mean, last year, the Housing Executive Statistics would tell you that over 18,500 people registered as homeless in Northern Ireland. So we can see there's a huge issue here. And Extern Homes, essentially, it's albeit a pilot scheme, but it's trying to offer new solutions to people who find themselves in those difficult situations.
And who will finance the purchasing of the homes?
Yeah, well, Extern are putting in an enormous contribution towards this project. We're borrowing money as well, but we think it's worth it. We think it's an exciting project that requires our investment for the betterment of people who find themselves homeless or risk at homelessness.
And it's a reminder to all of us, as you've suggested, that homelessness is not something that the stranger is suffering from. Any of us at some point might find a downturn in our lives that could put us at risk of losing our home.
You're absolutely right, Frank. I mean, like I've said before, there are many, many reasons why people become homeless. I mean, there was a campaign done quite a few years ago that talked about how we were all maybe only 3 paychecks away from becoming homeless. I imagine if there was a study done again now, we would find it's considerably less than that.
That is worrying. As in, it's even down to maybe 1.5 paychecks. Is that what you mean?
Very much so. I wouldn't imagine that you're far wrong or far off the truth there, Frank. Absolutely.
That is worrying, but it's good to know that your initiative is taking legs to some extent. It will be monitored, it will be judged, assessed, and all of that, and maybe rolled out further in the future.
That's exactly what our plans are. I mean, as I say, this is a pilot project, but we're very, 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 very assured that we're building this project around good organisations who are working in partnership with us, who have got the needs of people who are homeless at the forefront of our work. And Extern have been working with people who are homeless for a wide number of years now. So we're hopeful and we're very confident that this project will work.
Okay, Declan, thank you very much indeed. Declan from Extern Homes, claiming that they're allowing individuals and families who are homeless and ready to move on with their lives to actually move on.